From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Rattlesnake Crossing by J.H. Ants. Now let's begin with Prologue. High on a cliff, the shooter panned the night scope back and forth across the San Pedro Valley. It took a while for him to locate his chosen target across almost a mile of intervening desert. At last, though, he found it. After first putting on his ear protection, he pulled the trigger. In his hands, the 50-caliber sniper rifle roared to life. He felt certain he had nailed the pump, but there was no way to tell for sure. The pump didn't collapse, it just stood there, hit, perhaps, and with its interior guts shattered, but outwardly the machinery remained unfazed. Frustrated, the shooter looked around for some other possibility. That was when he saw the cattle. Taking a bead on a dozing cow, he pulled the trigger again and was gratified to see her legs collapse under her. The shooter smiled in satisfaction. There was something godlike in being able to kill from that far away, to be able to strike without warning, like a thunderbolt. The other cattle, alarmed and frightened, milled about, trying to escape from this unseen threat. Laughing in the face of their stupidity and panic, he dropped another one, just to prove he could. Letting the others go, he pulled off his ear protection and was starting to take down the tripod when he heard someone shouting at him, screaming up at him in fear and outrage. "What, are you crazy? Stop it before someone gets hurt!" The shooter could barely believe his ears. Someone was out there in the desert, a woman, standing somewhere between him and the dead cattle.